What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Beta Fans. I am AJ.
DJ.
I am JJ.
How you guys doing? Happy holidays.
Is it New Year's?
Well,
you can't say happy holidays when it's New Year's.
Oh, we have Happy New Year's.
Well, are you trying to be friendly with Chinese New Year's or like?
Okay, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's.
It's there, not even Christmas yet. It already passed.
Post Christmas, whatever, tomato and tomato.
I hope you had a great Merry Christmas.
Where you said that last podcast?
Well, another Happy Merry Christmas because it's the best holiday of the year.
Like okay. I said, Happy New Year's.
Merry Christmas. Happy post Merry Christmas.
Happy post Merry Christmas.
And a New Year's. But we have stuff to talk about. DJ's Raiders upsetting the Chiefs.
Hoorah.
Here we go.
Hoorah.
Ravens putting a stomp on the Niners, which is very.
Didn't Brock Purdy get hurt?
Towards the end. Doesn't count. But then, breaking news, Russell Wilson got benched. Not from a football standpoint, but a business standpoint. So we'll talk about that. And it was just announced the 2024 Hall of Fame class for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So let's start off first. DJ, your reaction to upsetting the Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't think it was an upset.
Oh, you don't think it was an upset?
No, I think it was meant to be. I think it's one of those things.
Were you the favorite?
Huh?
Going into the game?
I don't look at that stuff.
Okay, then you were it was an upset.
Okay. No, it was one of those things where I think they just crumbled. It's one of those things where like their sandcastle crumbled. Mm-hmm. It's just the Raiders defense. Like I told you last time, you know how fast a team can score two touchdowns?
Mm-hmm.
You realize how fast? 20 seconds. It was terrible. It was one of those things where, like, their defense broke. And I think everybody was just high emotions, and they didn't know how to control their emotions. I think it's one of those things where they've been having a roller coaster all year.
Yep.
And then everything just added up.
Yep.
Because even Travis Kelce to Patrick Mahomes, everybody was just.
Even Andy Reid himself.
Yes, even Andy Reid himself. And they just, I think after those two defensive touchdowns, everybody was upset because O'Connell did amazing. All he had to do was secure the ball, and that's it. Ball security.
Mm. Yeah, there was a stat that said that after the first quarter, the Raiders didn't complete on pass.
Yeah.
That's crazy. After the first quarter, Raiders did not complete a single pass in the whole game.
That's insane.
So yeah, definitely O'Connell's not the guy.
Well, it's not just that. It's just that they focus on the run game.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you saw a post-conference interview, after they were up in the third quarter and fourth quarter, all they did was run the ball.
That's true.
They said, the Raiders said, we're going to run, okay? Try to stop us.
And you can't stop us.
And that's exactly what happened. It's one of those things where any person with the, like, you know, sane football mentality understands that when you're up, especially by two scores late in the game, you run the ball, you waste as much time as possible. The clock is on your side pretty much.
Yeah. And who's that running back you have?
Samir White.
They call him Zeus.
He showed up.
He's a big man.
Yeah, he basically, like, the Chiefs were trying to get fancy with their plays, and I think the reason why they got that first fumble TD is because they tried to get fancy. And, and the Raiders, they just basically said, smash mouth football, and we're just going to run down your throat and try to stop us. And basically, Samir White just had to get to solidify the win, and he just had to get a first down, and he came out ahead.
Who's that? Who's your defensive corner that intercepted Patrick Mahomes?
Starts with the J. Jack. Don't know his last name. He's the one that got moved up by AP.
Okay. Well, it's funny how, not even funny, it's just the rivalry of the Raiders and Chiefs goes deep because he intercepted it and he was, you know, celebrating. He was going along the edge of the field, and he was about to give the ball to a little kid. He was psych.
I love that.
I was like, and he played it off. He said, I was going to give it to the kid for, you know, Christmas, but then I saw an adult coming in to steal it. I was like, nah, I'm not risking it. I'm like, okay, nice cover up, bro.
But no, I like that. This is why we fell in love with the Raiders, man. Go back to our Raider way.
Dirty ass players. Dirty ass Raiders.
It's just there's same a certain culture.
That Davante Adams got a misdemeanor.
Like I said,
pushing camera people, certain
culture,
killing people. What else?
You know, the killing people is that was a low blow. But
oh shit.
Toxic coach culture.
We don't have a toxic coach culture.
Previously,
who? Josh McDaniels was the only one. John Gruden wasn't a good coach. He was just a racist.
Okay.
One of those things where
the hothead short man king syndrome coaches. Yes.
Felt like the only bad coach I think we have is Chandler Jones.
I'm not even going to go into Chandler Jones.
I know. I forgot about him.
Yeah, that was a whole fiasco.
Yeah.
No, but it's one of those things where, like, Jack, that corner, that dude's funny because he was staring down Mahomes.
He was saying something, but yeah. His mouthpiece was, like, covering up, so we don't know.
And then later on in the game, too, a lot of receivers were trying to get under his skin.
Oh, and Max Crosby has sacked Patrick Mahomes the most in Patrick Mahomes' career. And there was a stat that at the beginning of the game where we didn't believe it that said that Patrick Mahomes
was 17-0 against AFC West.
Passing November 1st.
Since 2019.
Since 2019, entering November, Patrick Mahomes has never lost a division game.
Good victory then.
Records are meant to be broken.
Yep.
And that will forever be, you're the team that gave Patrick Mahomes his first sell. But did we see the dynasty fall right before our eyes?
Yes. I think they started falling way before then, before this game ever started.
I think it's one of those things where they try to dwindle as much every year to see how cheap they can get. And they finally realize that this is the point where this is the limit. Because every year I feel like they gave them less and less targets. And then this year it was absolutely vacant.
And the crazy part is that they haven't paid Travis Kelce yet.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things where their defense, in my opinion, upgraded significantly in the last 4 or 5 years.
Which is ironic, huh?
But their offense is just
so bad.
I feel like they were taking all these shortcuts to increase their defense at the cost of their offense. And I think it finally came to realize that Patrick Mahomes might not be Superman, you know?
He is. I mean, you literally see, if he could try to catch a football, he would try to catch football. But fortunately, you know how it was funny? Kadarius Toney, he hasn't been on the field, and he's been ruled with he's dealing with an injury. That's why he's been, he hasn't been suited up.
Yeah.
Injury, air quotes. I hope he gets better, but injury. It's crazy, huh?
That's how they boot you out of a spot.
But like, if last 2 weeks ago it was the wide receivers, now it was the offensive line that he was like screaming his chest. He's screaming at him. Travis Kelce slamming his helmet and Andy Reid coming. Like,
you know why he slammed his helmet, right?
No, why?
I believe because he wasn't in that fake play. Like, it was right after. You remember when they did that fake?
With Zach Pacheco?
No, when it was they did that fake punt.
I saw that play. I was kind of half
so half it was they did a fake punt.
Okay. The puncher was a former quarterback, so it was a nice.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then that's when, around that time is when he did that. And then Andy Reid said, nah, man. Because somebody tried to give him back his helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
And Andy Reid said, nah, he needs to learn that you don't do that type of stuff around here. That's not the type of environment that we want here.
But, you know, there's rumors saying that, you know, that spider bite on his neck is probably causing a distraction.
I see.
I don't believe so.
You're talking about his significant other, right?
I didn't say that. I said spider bite.
I understand.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, that's what people were saying on Twitter, that this spider bite literally sucking the talents out of this man. I was like, you guys are crazy. Ain't no way that this spider bite is sucking the life.
The moment they break up, the moment they feel a lot better.
Oh, no. Don't say they need a spider bite. They need a venom in the squad. Don't say.
I didn't say that. I said they need to break up.
I'm talking about spider. I'm talking about spider bites. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. DJ, I'm talking about spiders, right? You hear? You can Google spider. You can
try my best to understand this conversation.
You can Google Travis Kelce spider bite neck. You can see all those pictures.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I'm not talking about his relationship. Is his business, right? His dating and arguably the most powerful woman in this generation, arguably, right? Some people might say Michelle Obama. Some people might say Beyonce.
Travis was nobody without her.
He was the guy.
Something.
No. He was the guy in football. Most. He was the guy in football. But yes, I agree. Because all these blooded girls were like,
I didn't know who he was until he got with her. Literally,
I'm gonna smack you. He's literally an individual with the Raiders.
You didn't know who Taylor Swift was?
No, Travis. Oh, I didn't know who he was until.
Yeah, he did not know because he's.
She put him in my radar.
Nice. I'm glad. I'm glad that he put your division rival's best weapon, arguably the best tight end, in your radar. I'm glad she did that for you.
Yes, I'm trying my best at satire, but I'm significantly failing.
It's okay, man. It's okay. Not everyone.
I mean,
I caught
on, but I'm like ignoring the fact that you're doing it.
But I hope next year's. I'm not saying I want to see what the Chiefs front office does. I want to see what they do. They got to bring in weapons. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Are they going to go for a trade? Are they going to get free agents? A lot of running backs are going to come out free agents. You know, Austin.
I don't think it's running backs. Pacheco is doing his thing.
But yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you get an Austin Eckler, if you get Derrick Henry.
No.
Mm-mm. No?
Isaiah Pacheco's up and coming, just like Zamir White.
Exactly. I think Pacheco's still a young running back, and he's in his prime.
Well, the only reason I said running backs is because they're free agents. Yes. You don't have to trade. I don't really know any free agents. Calvin Ridley's a free agent.
I love Calvin Ridley. I think Calvin Ridley would be a nice choice for this.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley's a free agent. I'm trying to think another one. I know there's a list of them.
DeAndre Hopkins, no?
I think he signed a two-year. I'm not
sure. But the thing with Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins, I think they are approaching...
age?
Yes. I don't know how to say that kindly.
I mean, at this point.
But I think the thing would be...
They're approaching Julio Jones' status.
Yes.
We all know that status.
So I feel like it's one of those things. There's a lot of up-and-coming young wide receivers. And even drafting young wide receivers, in my opinion, is cool. You know? Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, let's see, I'm trying to find T. Higgins.
Ooh, T. Higgins would be awesome.
T. Higgins. How do they have the WR?
Mike Williams is available too.
Michael Pittman Jr. from the Colts. Mike Evans.
Mike Evans and
Hollywood Brown.
Okay.
Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
Darnell Mooney.
Okay.
Gabe Davis. Wow. OB.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he was a 1-year deal.
Tyler Boyd. I actually like Tyler Boyd. I mean,
I think T. Higgins, I think he took
Curtis Samuel. I think he's the underdog.
He's the number two to Scary Terry.
Yeah, but he's still underdog.
Kendrick Bourne. Okay. But definitely T. Higgins and Mike Evans. They definitely got to go get those guys.
At least reach because I think I think they're going to keep Mike Evans. But, yeah, definitely reach for him.
You cannot be short
Mike Evans wants to take a pay cut and play with Patrick Mahomes to get up.
Yeah, I think they just need a better playbook than Green Bay. It's one of those things where, like, I think you should draft the first round wide receiver at this time. I think that's the situation where you're struggling the most. I'm a big fan of WR1s being rookies.
Me, yeah, I'm 50-50. You?
More or less, but I do know WR1 rookies are...
Kadarius Toney was the number one.
Not anymore.
Yeah, he was.
The reason why I'm saying I like rookies is that the rookies provide speed. And speed opens up offenses, allows you to go into, like, your big man, like Travis Kelce. Because Travis Kelce is your number one target. If you get speed, you can open up that defense because they have to be careful with that opening. And Patrick Mahomes is like Lamar Jackson. They create a lot of time out of the pocket so that speed gets open right away, you know?
They were at their most dangerous when they had Tyreek.
Yeah.
Yes. They should have signed him again.
But oh, well, we'll see. We'll talk about that some other day. But what you guys thought about the Ravens putting a stomp on the 49ers?
I saw that coming.
Did you? I was rooting for the 49ers. I knew I was rooting for the Ravens.
No.
I knew it was going to be a battle, but I did not expect them to be like this.
It's just one of those things where
a statement game like, hey, NFL, we are the guys.
Ravens defense is legit. Yes. And I've been saying this all season. And I it was one of those things where coming into the game, I said, this will shut down Brock Purdy's chances of being MVP. And it will elevate Lamar Jackson's chances of being MVP.
He's favored minus 180.
I don't know what that means.
Basically, how can I explain this? Minus means like your favorite, and plus means like the odds are against you.
So he's being favored.
Yes. Basically, I think how it works, like if you bet a dollar, you'll gain 80 cents because it's like 180. But let's say Pat Brock Purdy is 250. That means for your $1 you put, you will gain $2.50.
Okay.
Like 180. Like 180.
In other words, they're still favoring Brock Purdy.
No.
No.
Lamar Jackson's negative 180. You will only win 80. Yeah.
You're favoring Lamar Jackson.
Yes. But the thing that you said right now, yes, Lamar Jackson's number one. Guess who's the number two favorite to win league MVP?
McCaffrey.
Number three is Purdy.
Yes, this makes a lot more sense. I've been saying this all season. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy, he is not trashed, but he's not MVP.
He's not elite.
He's not elite. It's one of those things where he was in a great system, and that was proven against a elite defense.
Lamar Jackson threw for 23 of 35, 252 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
And ran for 45 yards.
He led his team in rushing. Not attempts, but rushing. When Zay Flowers caught a touchdown and Nelson Aguilar caught a touchdown.
Zay Flowers, I like him. He used to be with the Raiders. And then
Zay Flowers?
Rookie.
He's a rookie.
Straight rookie.
Zay Jones, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting confused. Zay Jones with the Jaguars.
Yeah, Nelson Aguilar used to be with you guys too.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, Zay Flowers, yeah, no, I like him all season.
I like him too, so.
What about 49ers? How'd they do Mr. Purdy?
Oh, man. 18 of 32.
Four intercepts. He basically handed that team a win. It's like, here you go, ball. Here you go, ball.
Yeah.
Oh, they put Sam Darnold in.
Because he got a shoulder stinger or whatever. I don't know what that means. But this is people said this was a preview of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold, that quarterback.
I'm going to say something to the Niners Nation that they're never going to like. They're never going to
Accept.
But I'm going to say, go back to Lamar Jackson stats.
Huh?
Go back to Lamar Jackson stats. Or never mind.
Let's see. I'm going to say something to 49ers Nation because I might be on the limp, and I hope I'm wrong.
Well, say it already. This is your third time you
said it. I don't think Kyle Shanahan will win a Super Bowl.
That's not his fault. Kyle Shanahan has led the 49ers to the
Super Bowl. He's led the Falcons with that offensive power juggernaut with Matt Ryan that year and lost to the Patriots. He led his Niners with Jimmy G against the Kansas City Chiefs and lost.
You left him against the Ravens, Ray Lewis? No. That was the other guy.
Damn, bro.
That was horrible.
Sorry. But I just have a knocking on wood. I'm hoping I'm wrong, right? But
I think it's just,
I'm not being biased because I'm a Rams fan, but I just have a feeling that some guys are just cursed.
No, I think the thing with the Niners is the Niners have built an amazing team.
Yes.
They're just missing a quarterback.
Saying Cam
Newton. Every time.
What was the stat that said, like, if entering the fourth quarter, if the Niners are down by at least a touchdown, they're 0-37 or something like that?
I have no idea.
They never came back.
Yeah, because the reason why they lost against the Chiefs, no, against the Eagles last season was because of lacking a quarterback.
Yeah.
And then this year, the reason we're going to lose is, I think it's going to be, they're going to have that quarterback, but I still don't think Brock Purdy's a guy.
You think he's a system quarterback?
Yeah, I think the system was beautiful, amazing. Everything was there, great protection. And anybody, all quarterbacks in the NFL are talented individuals.
Correct.
It's just.
Except for a few.
No, they're talented individuals.
Compared to the average Joe or compared to the peers?
I would say they have to be elite to be an NFL player.
So, okay. So
you're saying Josh Rosen was an elite player?
I don't know what that is.
That's that, yeah. Exactly. Wait, so, no.
I think so. But it's just if they are being protected and have all the time to throw, relaxed and comfortable, they're going to excel.
Yes. Yeah, because I think they lost 3 other offensive linemen. So, yeah, you're only strong as your weakest link. Yeah. I mean, not even Patrick Mahomes can
overcome. Because don't they have Trent Williams?
Yeah, the Trent Williams, the great... One of the best left
tackles. The Hall of Famer? Yeah.
Future Hall of Famer, yeah. You don't... Sucker Punch? I call him Sucker Punch because he's always throwing sucker punches or one punch. He's always throwing those one punches. But, I mean, even... Yeah, because look at Patrick Mahomes. Not even Patrick Mahomes can overcome a bad offensive line.
Yeah.
You're only as good as your weakest link. And granted, you only have to play on one side of the football, right? But say what you say. Brock Purdy... is taking advantage of the system because there's quarterbacks in that system that couldn't take advantage of it, like Jimmy G and definitely Trey Lance. So.
Well, because Brock Purdy's smart.
As a former 49ers fan, JJ, because you were.
I was. I won't lie.
What'd you think of this beatdown that the Ravens gave to the Niners?
It reminds me of when the 49ers lost the Super Bowl to the Ravens. That's what it reminded me of. I think back then, I think this now.
That Ray Lewis. I think they did show like a recording of it earlier this week.
That Ray Lewis defense that was led by Ray Lewis.
Yeah. I'm pretty like, if this shit happens, like if they end up in the Super Bowl, the Ravens will win.
And you know what? I really hate? Because I've been rooting for Lamar Jackson the most.
I know.
Out of about 3 of us.
Still can't pass the ball.
You guys, here's the.
I think I was rooting for more this season than you were, but okay.
No, I'm sorry. As the odd number here, every season he's about Lamar.
Give the man true number one, and he will flourish. But the point is, I just hate when analysts come with this bullshit stat to diminish this man's like effort.
What was the stat?
He's 1-3 in the playoffs.
I mean, that is true.
Yes, but can we just enjoy the moment? Like,
look, he's making the statement of Lamar does great in the season, and then when it comes to playoffs, he's done.
I just hate when analysts just immediately go for a low blow of like, oh, but he's 1-3. I'm contradicting myself because I did this
25% of the time, he only won a game in the playoffs. That's what he's saying. So maybe he's trying to make a statement.
MVP is only regular season.
Yes, yeah, but they're talking about Super Bowl appearance, right? And he's he's only 1-3 in the playoffs. Like, fuck you guys. Fuck all of you who use that stat. Fuck every single analyst who say that stat. You know, this man is finally, he has the most well-rounded team. Obviously, they lost Mark Andrews, right? That's a shame, right? If they had Mark Andrews.
And even Dobbins.
And J.K. Dobbins, they would be in a bigger threat. But his wide receiver, it probably is the best in the whole NFL. Bateman, Flowers, OBJ?
That's a bold-ass statement.
Can you name me another team that has a better wide receiver core?
Better wide receiver core.
Yes.
With their leading quarterback leading the charge.
Yes.
The Dolphins.
Huh?
The Dolphins.
Puka Nakua, Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, even the Rams Marcus have Robinson. A way better offense than...
We're flourishing in our
Who's our third wide receiver?
Who's our third? Tutu Atwell.
Tutu Atwell, that's right.
And they had DeMarcus Robinson, and they switch off, and they play like beauty.
Yeah, I think the Rams have...
Who's the third wide receiver for the Dolphins?
It's Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and then it's...
Doesn't matter.
Chase Claypool. Got
he. Has he played? Has Chase Claypool?
I have not seen him play.
Doesn't matter. It's like Tyreek and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, you're right. Rams have a good one.
The Dolphins. Is it the Rams? I don't think the Ravens have a good one.
The Rams?
The Ravens? I think they have a well-rounded, everybody gets the ball, which is very nice. You don't have a lot of teams that are like that.
Scroll down a little
bit. You can't just shut down one of the players because everybody has the potential to be the number one.
I think Zay Flowers is a good flourishing player. Isaiah Likely is also flourishing.
The tight end, yeah.
Justice Hill, I think.
I think he's a running back.
Yeah, Rashad Bateman, Odell. So you Nelson got Aguilar. What I see is that we have a mixture of veterans and newbies that are flourishing between each other.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Because before, when Mark Andrews was on the field, you knew who the ball was going to.
Yes.
Yes.
But now it's a hard guess from a defensive coordinator standpoint, so it's kind of hard to stop them.
I think it's the same going with the Rams in that similar sense. Especially Cooper Kupp is not the only receiver anymore.
Because Lamar Jackson was very focused on Mark Andrews, and he would only focus on Mark Andrews. But now he's like, my boy Mark is out. I was like, whatever. Everybody else kind of sucks.
Remember when that thing when Browns had Baker Mayfield and OBJ, and Baker always forced it to OBJ, and then OBJ went down?
Yeah.
And then he started flourishing when?
Yes.
I think that it has happened like that all the time, regardless of the situation.
Because it's one of those things, like, I know this is my guy, and then they know that's your guy. So it's just, you have to complete an amazing pass, you know? Like a Matt Stafford pass for that to be a good pass. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Lamar Jackson is at that caliber. But when he has all these options and he can choose mini money mo, I think it's been working out for him.
And I think we're kind of semi... Everyone forced him to be a pocket, like throw the ball, right? Yes. Let the man use his God-gifted talents to... Because one of the analysts broke down that the 49ers like to... Nick Bosa and Chase Young, they like to rush outside slightly and then push and then corral inside to make the quarterback try to run forward because he knows the edge rushers are like right next to him, left and right. But with Lamar Jackson, he can easily go down and his offensive line knows like, hey, I just got to keep pushing you and you will not be able to catch him. No edge rusher, in my opinion, can catch Lamar Jackson when he decides to take off.
Okay.
I feel like Lamar, when they played the Rams, they were able to...
Maybe Vaughn? There's
Max Crosby.
Whatever.
When that game happens, then we can make that statement.
Okay.
But the Rams have seemed to grasp Lamar, and Lamar's like, psych! Like, he hits a charger slide.
When we were playing against the...
Yeah, I was about to say, because clearly Aaron Donald can't.
Shut the fuck up.
Aaron Donald had hands on him.
The man was being triple teamed.
Yeah.
No.
It was like
I said, clearly.
Slide to the left and slide.
And then when Aaron Donald was there,
Chris,
it was a pass.
Crisscross.
No, cha cha real smooth was happy.
It was a very stressful game because we were hands on and we just couldn't grab his jersey.
We had him pretty much had him halfway there and he's like, complete pass, 7 yards.
So once you think, and the thing is that you gotta have a spy on him because he will take off.
Yes.
Losing one of your defense out there, but what a beautiful game because it's not because the Niners lost, but because the Niners lost.
Oh, that was a good one.
Goal. Now, Russell Wilson got benched.
He sucks.
Not for football, but because similar situation with Derek Carr. DJ, you should know similar things. So let me see. Oh,
it costs more for him to get injured than to not play him.
So this and little thing.
Your options are not even that great for the playoffs.
Wilson is guaranteed 39%, $39 million in 2024, whether he is with the team or not. But he also has an additional $37 million that will become guaranteed if he cannot pass a physical in early March. Basically, you don't want to risk him getting hurt because 39 and 37 is a lot of money. $76 million. $76 million.
I don't understand the question. I thought you're 39 to 37. But I understand
plus
the question.
37?
No, I thought it was just like he's guaranteed 37, but he's getting 39 next year. So I was.
My understanding is kind of killing me. The $37 million becomes guaranteed
because he's still
if he can't pass a physical.
Basically saying like, oh, you're injured, we're going to kick you to the curb. They have like a clause that
he has a 2-year contract or something.
Continue. He signed a 5-year contract, $245, $165, or $185, fully guaranteed.
But he has 3 years left?
Mm-hmm. After this year, it'll be three more.
Because he had Nathaniel Hackett, and then he had Russell. Yeah.
Yeah, this would be his third. So what it's saying, basically, if he passes his physical, he gets 37 mil.
If he cannot pass it.
But if he does.
But if he's on the roster past March, he will also be owed 37.
So what are they trying to do?
So the pretty much, if he doesn't pass the physical, he gets cut from the team, so you have to give him all his guaranteed money.
So they don't want to take two cap hits. They don't want to take the guarantee. They don't want to take a salary plus like the additional signing bonus or whatever, like 37 million.
Oh man, excuse my ignorance, but I still don't understand.
Basically, like, I'm gonna give you 39.
Yes, that's for this year, right? Because
contract.
Yeah.
And if you're still on the roster on this day, I'm gonna give you another 37, making it $76 million I owe you if you are past, if you're on my team past January 1st, or you cannot pass a physical because of an injury.
You didn't explain it correctly.
I don't know. I understand the gist of it.
So where are you getting confused? The physical part? He's old.
He'll get the money while on the team.
Yes.
If he passes it. Clear? Is that clear? Or is that not correct? Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. But he won't get the 37 if he's hurt.
No, he'll get the 37 if he's hurt.
Or healthy.
It's just that the 37 comes in earlier because he is unhealthy. So technically he's getting...
I see.
Like, he has guaranteed money. So they can't not pay him.
Yes. The guarantee means he has to get it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. That's so crazy. So
the two options, either try to trade him.
Yes.
Three options. Work with Russell Wilson to do a contract negotiation, which is very unlikely once you get benched, right? Option two is to trade him. Option three is to cut him.
I don't think Russell Wilson will be upset about getting benched.
Where's my phone?
A strong emphasis on think.
Well, you thought wrong.
Okay.
Because look how... I think this is like shady. Not even shady. It's just like Russell's just like laughing it off, in my opinion.
So it doesn't bother him.
In his way.
Maybe.
In his way.
So what do you...
What the fuck?
So you're saying you disagree, but you agree?
What I'm saying is... He's basically said like, you know, like... He says something along the lines like, life is tough. You know, at the end of the day, it's a business deal. And I see where the Broncos are moving forward, just like Subway's moving forward with their new snack wrap. Subway, eat fresh. Like, he pitched in the Subway commercial, a Subway promotion at the end.
Yes. Free Subway. He seems like a guy that would go to Subway.
I think he would promote Subway, but he'll low-key go somewhere healthier.
Jersey Mike's.
No. Like a gluten-free, cage-free, ice-free, water-free, H2O-free.
Yeah, his girlfriend's crazy.
Allegedly. And Jerry Stidham is now taking over. So, one of the analysts said that the possible trade locations could be the Titans.
No.
Or the Commanders.
No.
I think it's one of those things where...
Reaction and what you guys think about the trades.
Horrible.
I understand. And it's one of those things where it's kind of messed up for the fans because they still have an opportunity to make it to the playoffs. It's not like their chances are absolutely shot.
Clarification, they had 6% chance of making it.
I thought it was higher.
No, it was 6.
It was 6.
It was 19.
No, that was you.
Huh?
That was you.
No, we had 68%.
No, that was us.
That's true.
No, you showed it on the screen.
Oh, DJ, you really want to?
No, you showed it when you clicked on it because you couldn't click on the Rams, remember?
Rams was 66%.
I know, so was the Raiders. No, if we win out, yeah.
If you win out. Entering. I'm talking about entering right now. As a standing right now.
Oh. 6%. Yeah, no, I was thinking if they went out.
If the Raiders went out, they're 66% in.
Yeah, 68% if they went out.
Yes.
And I think the
Broncos have a 19% chance. So they're not even guaranteed they will make it if they.
But it's one of those things where, like, if they win on next week and the Raiders win, their chances just shot up to like 50%. Because sure. the Colts are being taken out by the Raiders, and though the Colts are the X factor.
What? What'd you say?
The Colts.
They're being taken out?
By the yeah. Raiders next week if the Raiders win.
To dinner?
No, they're like
the playoffs.
They're getting knocked off.
Don't be stupid. You're,
so you're guaranteeing
now.
A win?
Like I said, if the Raiders win and the Broncos win, the Broncos' chances to make it to the playoff increase significantly if they beat the Raiders on the last week. So what I'm saying is the Broncos still have a high chance if the Raiders beat the Colts and then they beat the Raiders. So it is disheartening that they would do this to their fans. If they had absolutely no chance of making the playoffs like the Chargers, then I'll be like, you know what? You're right. It's a business decision. But if you have even the slightest of chances to make it to the playoffs,
why not?
And you give up? How would you feel if you were a fan?
If I was a Broncos?
If you were a Broncos fan and you had the chance, a slim chance to make it to the playoffs, but your team quit.
You want to know my honest opinion if I was a Broncos?
What?
Get riddance.
What do you mean?
Like, if I was a Broncos fan, I can only imagine I'm tired of Russell Wilson's, like, let's ride and all this.
But the Broncos have started doing really well. They had a really good season this year.
Better season than last season.
They had a really good season this year.
Yeah, but in the last four games, they're 1-3.
Okay.
Would you rather have them be like 16 last season?
They're better than half the teams in the league.
Per se, yeah.
After their bye week, yes. See, you're the person that's doing the same thing. 1-3 in the last 4 weeks. Like, bitch, who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's a stat that they threw out. I'm like, I'm going to use that stat. They're 1-3.
No, what I'm saying is it's one of those things where it would, like, kill me as a fan for that team as they did. That's why I don't like it. Personally, I will keep playing Russ. And at the end of the day, what I think is, I think it's a terrible move by the organization. It's like you're trying to save money, but
well, clearly,
you would lose me as a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you stop being a Raiders fan? Because they did the exact same thing to Derek Carr.
No, they didn't.
They did not play him the last two games.
Yes, because our playoff chances were none. We're gone. We weren't even in the... If we had an ability to still make it to the playoffs and they still did that, then yes. It would be disheartening.
Right there. The famous... An injury in the last two games of the season could potentially trigger the guaranteed.
I don't
the
like
Broncos
it pretty much.
Broncos are making it clear they do not want to pay it.
Yeah, like I said, I don't like it. I understand it's business, but I think it's detrimental for the culture of the team. Because how would the players even feel too? Like, dude, we have a chance, but you're not giving it to us, you know?
It's very slim.
Still a chance.
I know, but in football, especially like in most sports, it's a dogfight, man. You're gonna grab any chance possible. Did you think the Raiders were gonna beat the Chiefs?
No.
No.
They ended up beating why? Because they played harder.
And smarter.
And it's one of those things where like anything can happen, you know? You played fantasy too. In fantasy, anything can happen.
You were right.
Nothing's guaranteed.
I know. Justin Jefferson.
Exactly. It's one of those things where like
Nick Chubb.
Where you can't
Bijan
just
Robinson. Mark Andrews. Aaron Rodgers.
My whole fucking team was
my whole injured. Team wasted. The Niners defense? Who else? My best player was Justin Tucker.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? It's one of those things where
actually no, I picked up Puka, so it was cool.
Where like with football, like a lot of it has to do with hope too and effort.
The way I see it is the playoffs chance were slim to none. Business decisions, business decision.
Yeah.
JJ?
Look, if there's a chance, I agree with DJ. Take it. fuck it and let's ride. But if they can't ride,
he's a Broncos fan.
Yeah, because he's not paying someone $39 million if he gets hurt.
No, it's fuck. When you guys talk about it again, it doesn't make sense anymore. All I'm saying is that it's not like, you know, like the NBA where you have 7 chances to play.
No,
you have 1 chance: make it or break it. Go big or go home.
One
chance,
one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. Exactly. In one moment, you capture it or let it slip. Let's go, Brian. Yeah. Broncos country. Let's ride.
And they ride and he slipped.
If he rides, he dies. Yeah. Oh, dude. Man. Oh, no. So. No, I mean, it's better for you because, I mean, it gives you a better chance of making the playoffs.
Yes, it does. So I like this. Day, I like this.
I think it is a win.
I love this. Yes.
Win-win, okay?
As a Raiders fan, enjoy I love this. It. Enjoy. As a Broncos fan, I don't know how I feel.
Enjoy this because a lot of rumors circulating that Lord Palpatine will be coming to your casa, your neighborhood next year.
No.
Bill Belichick?
Mm-hmm.
To the Raiders?
Chargers.
Ah, nah, I don't think so. Need to see it to believe it.
I think this is a strong possibility.
The betting odds are like
him. Need to see it to believe it.
Did you know that Michigan State has offered Jim Harbaugh a $125 million contract for 10 years with the...
Fiasco?
Also, with the description of you cannot pursue an NFL career.
Michigan State? Michigan? The University of Michigan?
Yes.
For how much? 10 years?
10 years, $125 million.
For a college coach, that would be the highest paid. I think Nick Saban, the Alabama, gets like $8 million.
I think he should take it. He's not cut off for the big leagues.
Yeah. I would. The second favorite was Jim Harbaugh for the Chargers.
Yep. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. If he comes, if he goes, it's the same.
Let's see
you used to be a Chargers fan too, huh?
I advocated for the Chargers, yes. When they were
their players. They're like a little cousins in the bottom of the basement sleeping, you know?
No.
Like, hey cousin, can I sleep in your basement? Sure, come here. Here's a pillow, here's a blanket. Watch out for the...
I hate Chargers more than I hate the Chiefs.
What did they do to you? They took Khalil Mack, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, did you know, fun fact, that Khalil Mack... That Brandon Staley was Khalil Mack's outside linebackers coach when they were with the Bears.
Okay.
That's why Khalil Mack took this a little more personal, a little more to heart. I was like, oh, interesting.
About him getting fired?
Yeah.
Of course. He failed him. You didn't tackle hard enough. You didn't shove him hard enough.
I was like, damn. So it's not like out of the blue. So I'm like, when the fuck did we get Brandon Staley then?
We got him because we saw there was potential.
And then what's this we?
Rams?
Oh.
I'm excluding you on purpose.
Oh, you went to Rams?
Yes. He went to the he was an defensive coordinator for the Rams.
He is.
Was.
Then went to the Bears?
Bears outside
linebackers coach.
Rams defensive coordinator.
Thank you.
Head coach.
I needed that picture.
You're welcome.
All right, let's wrap it up, boys, with they just announced the Hall of Fame class of 2024. We're starting off with Eric Allen, defensive back. He played with the Eagles, with the Saints, and the Raiders.
Wow.
In the 90s, or I mean 80s. So
80s to 90s.
That's when we were the best.
Okay. Jared Allen, defensive back with the Chiefs, the Vikings, the Bears, and the Panthers.
Way boo.
Okay.
You know this guy. He played, he was like.
He looks familiar.
Let's see if I can back up.
He looks like Travis Kelce.
He was basically like Minnesota's J.J. Watt.
I see.
Okay.
So he was a mean, strong, powerful guy. Willie Anderson, outside tackle?
Offensive tackle.
Offensive tackle with the Bengals and the Ravens.
Jerry Evans.
Thank you. Outside linebacker?
Nope.
Outside
offensive lineman.
Offensive lineman with the Saints and the Packers. Dwight Freeney.
He sounds familiar.
He came out in that documentary All or Nothing with the Arizona Cardinals. He's a really good player.
There's more to him. Like, scroll down.
Yeah, Colts.
Chargers, Cardinals, Falcons, Lions, Seahawks.
He was with the Falcons when they were in that Super Bowl run against the Patriots.
Okay.
I see.
So he was, I like him. He created the spin move.
Spin.
Antonio Gates.
Nice. He be an LA Charger? Oh, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, San Diego LA Charger.
Yeah, he's
Rodney Harrison.
Rodney Harrison.
Dang balls.
With the Chargers and Patriots. He's the on-field commentator for, I think, Sunday Night Football.
I think so.
Devin Hester, punt returner, kick returner, and wide receiver?
For Bears, yeah. The Falcons, the Ravens, and the Seahawks.
Okay. Torrey Holt, he sounds very familiar.
St. Louis, St. Louis Rams, yes. Yeah. It's 2009.
Andre Johnson.
Houston, Texans.
Houston, Texas wide receiver.
Scroll down more.
Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
Julius Peppers. Peppers. Man, this guy was a wrecking machine. This guy was.
From 2002 to 9. Then he had a break? Oh, just kidding. 17, 18. Panthers. 2013 Bears. 14, 16 Packers. Yes.
He was definitely a wrecking ball. Fred Taylor. He's a guy that comes out in that podcast with. You seen that podcast? Have you seen it with The Pivot?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, no? That's a really good podcast. Fred Taylor, he is like, if you know how every team has a player that's like recognizable, easy one is like the Patriots. Who's the first player that comes?
Tom Brady.
Second player?
Gronk.
Right? Falcons?
Matt Ryan.
Julio Jones, right? For the Jaguars, it was Fred Taylor. That was their best.
The best player they ever
had. Was that Calvin Johnson for Detroit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or this is the Jacksonville's, not to say that he's that, but Barry Sanders. Like that, but he was a bulldozer down the hill. He'll push everyone off.
No, not Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson's a wide receiver for the Lions.
I'm talking about the running back for the Lions.
Barry Sanders?
Was that Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
You mean Deontay.
Reggie Wayne.
Yeah.
Reggie Wayne, he played with Peyton Manning. Yep. Patrick Willis, Julian. Remember when you were a Niners fan at that time? Patrick Willis, linebacker.
To me. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. He only plays for 7 years. That's crazy. And Darren Woodson.
What? Where's Andrew Luck in this shit? Oh my God.
Andrew Luck shouldn't be a Hall of Famer.
No, he shouldn't.
I don't have enough seasons.
9 seasons is not enough? That guy only played 4. 7, sorry.
He got you there. But you think he has...
I'll have to see his stats again.
Look, with all due respect, do you guys think Big Ben is a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
I think so.
He's a Super Bowl champion.
2-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer?
Yes, most definitely.
Yes, he beat Tom Brady.
Okay. I don't care how dumb he looks.
Okay. Everyone says yes to Big Ben and no to Eli, but when they look at the numbers...
Eli has better numbers.
Yes. And Eli has beaten
Brady.
So when people say Big Ben, yes, and Eli, and I'm like, you guys are hypocrites. Just
because Eli had a terrible...
Towards the end.
He was like what was that guy?
He was like Matt Ryan in the Falcons.
No. What? I'll give him more respect than that. Matt Ryan's not a champion.
Oh, he was like, I know who you're talking about.
The Vikings where he terminated.
No. He's like Chris Urkel. Did I do that? Steve Urkel. There we go.
No, I'm thinking of who's Aaron Rodgers' predecessor?
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Jordan Love.
Favre.
Predecessor is like
predecessor. Yes, Brett Favre.
Yeah, you're right. Aaron Brett Rogers. Favre. That's what I was looking for. Brett Favre's last couple years.
Successor is Jordan Love. Predecessor. Yeah. Yes.
Brett Favre's last couple years were terrible.
Yes.
When he was in Vikings, trash.
Yeah.
Trash. So it's the same thing with Eli. His last couple of years, he was trash. But there was a point where he was kicking on all cylinders before sniffing the glue.
And people say, it was a defense. It was a defense. Like, motherfucker, someone had to throw the ball. And this man beat the GOAT two times.
Not even just the GOAT. The undefeated GOAT.
You know how pissed off Tom Brady is? He says that he will trade 2 of his Super Bowls to have that Super Bowl.
Yeah, the undefeated. He didn't lose a single game, but the one that mattered.
I remember in high school, everyone said Patriots. And then some kid was like, I'm going for the Giants. And then Monday came, was like, what's up, bitch? bitches, where's your fucking goat now? It's like,
yeah. Dude, what the fuck?
Oh, it was crazy. It's just, and then that one had a catch, the helmet catch.
That's the Minnesota. Iconic. Yeah, yeah, but like, yeah, the helmet catch.
Yeah. Iconic helmet catch.
I mean,
I'm saying Eli, you know, yeah. I personally don't like Eli Manning.
I like him.
I don't.
I like
him. But I think he's a Hall of Famer.
What you don't like about him?
Huh?
What you don't like about him?
I don't know, man. That guy just looks like,
he's just like a dad. He's like,
he doesn't look like,
he's a goofy.
Yes.
He's goofy from Disneyland. Goofy. Yes,
exactly. That's the reason.
That's messed up.
It is what it is, man. I can have my opinion.
So what's Peyton? What's Peyton then?
Huh?
Peyton Manning.
I like Peyton Manning. He's like a sheriff.
Is he Pluto?
No, the man, he's
is he Mickey Mouse?
No, I'm not going to put him as
Max?
A character.
He's
not,
Max. Everyone likes Max, but no one really likes respects Pluto. I mean, no one really respects Goofy. You know Extreme Goofy movie?
Yes, I know who you're talking about. I'm just not going to put a character to him. Because Peyton Manning, I don't think he's a funny guy. He tries to be funny, but he's not funny.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, because it's his dry humor. Like I said, it's just...
Dude, it's humor. You know what? Whatever.
Dad jokes will reign supreme until...
Like I said, he's not my cup of tea, but I have a lot of respect for Peyton Manning. The only quarterback I hate more than... Eli Manning, a Hall of Famer.
Wait. Hall of Famer. Wait, JJ, think about it. He's a Hall of Famer already?
He will be a Hall of Famer.
Patrick Mahomes.
I love Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
I don't know.
I hate him.
Tom Brady.
No, I like Tom Brady.
You say you hate him because of the tuck rule.
I don't hate Tom Brady. I respect Tom Brady.
So you hate this guy? Your number one overall pick.
The Hall of Famer.
Oh, Hall of Famer.
Damn. Charles Woodson. I'm just kidding.
Quarterback.
Hall of Famer quarterback who I have said time and time again that I don't like, but he is a Hall of Famer.
Future Hall of Famer?
He's a future Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
Aaron Rodgers.
Huh?
Aaron Rodgers.
What? I love Aaron Rodgers.
No, you don't. You like him.
Is he actively playing?
Oh, no.
When was the last time he played?
2 years ago, I think.
2 years? What the fuck?
Future Hall of Famer. What team? No, okay. NFC or AFC? Yeah.
AFC.
AFC, okay.
A?
Are you talking about what team he retired or what team he was known at?
Ooh.
Yeah. Tell me the goddamn
AFC.
Team.
AFC.
Tell me the team.
No.
I tell you the team, you're going to know no matter what. This is obvious.
Okay, AFC North.
But West, he had a long career.
North, West, South, or East?
He had a long career. Future Hall of Famer, you hated him, so he's got Phillip Rivers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, you would have said Charger.
Yeah. Damn, I'm good. There we go. Hey, can I?
Oh, you could have said Colts. I've been like, what the fuck?
They had you like, Carson Wentz. I'm like, how'd you lie? You just said he's not.
Oh, damn it. Yes, this is true.
But Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer, though.
Yeah.
He has the numbers to back himself up.
I mean, he's literally the Iron Man. 17 years without missing a game, some shit like that?
I don't know.
Like that. But I think that's it, man. Quick pick-ems for week. Let's take a moment of silence to, you know, this is the second to the last week of the NFL season. So let's take a moment of silence. Okay. So Jets versus Browns.
Browns.
Browns are in a hot streak. Joe Flacco is going to the Super Bowl. I said it.
Fucking
weird game, but Saturday night, Lions at Cowboys.
Lions. If the Lions don't fucking win, I'm gonna lose my fucking shit.
Hey, Cowboys. They're
because of home.
Yeah, they're at home.
But they got the booty.
What is it? Allegiant? No.
AT&T.
AT&T.
Titans at Texans. CJ Stroud, I believe, is coming back, right?
I heard a report. Yeah. Texans.
Falcons at Bears.
Bears.
Dolphins at Ravens. Ooh!
Ravens.
Ooh!
Ravens.
Dolphins.
Ravens.
Dolphins.
Ravens.
Why are you
Dolphins.
Always against us, guy?
Saints. I'm not always against you. Saints. I've been rooting for Ravens all year, but I think the Dolphins offense is OP.
He's going to root against us. Saints or Buccaneers? Bucks.
Saints.
See what I mean? God damn it.
You're going to get this poor man fired.
Dennis Allen.
Derek Carr lover. Patriots at Bills.
Patriots.
Bills. I need the Bills to lose.
Oh, that's right. Cardinals at Eagles.
Eagles.
Cardinals.
You fucking dumbass.
I need the Cardinals to lose. For what?
I don't know. So it will help
me out. Wait. You need the Cardinals to lose, but you're going
to I need the Eagles to lose.
You want the Cardinals to get a higher draft pick?
Yeah.
No, you want them to get a lower
draft pick. We're in the hunt. I mean, we're in the wild card right now.
Cardinals are not.
Exactly. So I need the Eagles.
The Eagles have clinched playoffs.
Yeah. No, because
they have clinched playoffs, not clinched the number one seed.
Wait, let's pick them and then we'll see the standings. Go.
Panthers at Jaguars.
Hope to God the Jaguars.
Jaguars. Raiders at Colts. Raiders. Rams at Giants. Rams. They bench Tommy DeVito.
Throw the shoe at you if you say something
Rams.
Against
we would,
the Rams.
Oh my God, he said the Rams.
49ers at Commanders.
The 49ers are coming for vendetta. Steelers. Doesn't matter who's in the crosshairs.
That's true.
Steelers at Seahawks.
Seahawks, but if they lose, that would be okay
but
with it.
But didn't Steelers beat someone with...
that was the Seahawks. They beat the Chiefs. No.
They beat
the Bengals. The Bengals.
Philadelphia. 35. The Bengals. With
Mason Rudolph. But they don't know if Kenny Pickett's returning.
Fuck off. Bengals at Chiefs.
Bengals.
I hope to God, Bengals.
Chargers at Broncos.
You know what? The Chargers.
Mm. No, Broncos.
No. So way, no, we're trying to have the Raiders go to the...
No, I don't want them to go.
Go there's Chargers.
There's food money on the line.
I want the Chargers. I'm going for Broncos. We didn't bet that the Raiders were going to make the playoffs.
No, we bet who was going to have the better season at the end.
Yes.
I need go. Every team to...
Yes. Chargers.
There's a lot of games at 10. I'm just saying 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Look how many games at 10 a.m.
What the fucking ball?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that's 7, 8, 9, 10. Damn.
And that's the game on Saturday, too.
Yeah. And then we...
Shit.
And then, the December 31st, New Year's Eve, Packers at Vikings.
Go Vikings. Fuck the Packers.
Yeah, go Vikings.
I don't really care about that.
I don't care, but I need Packers to lose. I need every single NFC team to lose.
The Packers are in the hunt, dude.
Both the Vikings and the... Yes, that's why he wants them to lose, because you guys are in the hunt. If the Packers lose, then you guys have a higher chance.
Because they beat us, so they have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go Vikings, fuck the Packers.
Exactly, that's what I said. Go Vikings.
Okay.
Now go back to real quick to the Eagles.
The standings.
Where?
Click on standings, biatch. Eagles have clinched. Cowboys have clinched.
Oh, so it doesn't matter.
Leading. Yeah, it's just they're still fighting for division leaders.
Wait, did we... Seahawks versus who?
Versus...
oh, my God.
The Steelers.
Steelers.
I'm going for the Seahawks.
Wait, but we lost against the Steelers. No, it doesn't matter.
We go down? Oh, you guys have a very high chance of making it to the playoffs.
Yes, we have a 66% chance as we stand. Knocking on wood. Anything else, guys?
Rams. It's really good.
Go Rams.
Go Rams. Suck it. Suck it, Raider Nation. Have a nice day.